This is News in Notes. I'm Tony Cox. The Nevada caucuses and South Carolina's GOP primary are now behind us. Now it's the Democrats' turn. The candidates have zeroed in on that southern state and the primary coming this Saturday. Roughly half of South Carolina's Democratic voters are black, so many see the primary as a referendum on whether blacks will support Barack Obama. In that regard, the black church is often believed to be in rallying be a key, that is, in rallying the black vote. So how are the candidates courting the church, and who's winning in that race? NPR's Audie Cornish has been on the ground in South Carolina. She joins us now by phone from Myrtle Beach. Audie, nice to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
You've been in South Carolina for a couple of weeks, and you were at the Zion Baptist Church in Columbia yesterday at an event sponsored by, among others, the Columbia chapter of the NAACP. There was a march to the South Carolina State House attended by Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John Edwards that started at that very same church just today. Now, we've got a clip from the sermon delivered yesterday by the Reverend Charles Jackson. Let's have a listen.
I never knew how strong and powerful African Americans are in South Carolina. Randolph said the hands that once picked cotton are now in position to pick the next president of the United States.
Tell us more about what you saw there.
Well, one thing that was very clear is just the level of excitement about the race in general. You know, South Carolina is a state that in general elections pass mostly goes to the Republican candidate. So it's not a state that Democrats necessarily expect to win come next November. But this time around, because of the excitement of Barack Obama's candidacy and the excitement around Hillary Clinton's candidacy, and also John Edwards, a native son of the Carolinas, all of a sudden, the focus is on the Democratic side of the race, and that's not something folks there are used to. Specifically, African Americans there are now getting a level of interest that is probably a lot higher than they've had in past years. And in talking to people in the church, you really get that sense of history and of precedent. And that sermon, I think, really, really put it into focus about no matter who of these candidates makes it to November, people are so excited that their voice really feels like it's being heard.
Well, you know, you've been to a lot of church events over the past few weeks. Two things. Who are most church leaders supporting between Obama and Clinton? And secondly, do their congregations seem to be following them?
Well, to take the first question, I don't think anybody knows for sure. I mean, back in the fall, Senator Hillary Clinton came out with an endorsement list of something like 80 black ministers and church leaders, and then Obama came out with a list of 100 or so endorsers who were black ministers, and then people fought over whether everyone on Clinton's list was really a minister or not. I mean, it gets to a lot of nitpicking, and I think that gets to the issue that the traditional model is for politicians to court pastors virtually individually to really grow and get that support over time. And I think you're seeing the results of that support with the Clinton campaign. On the other hand, with Barack Obama, he's really done a lot of work, especially last fall, where he reached out not just to churches directly, but he held, 40 days of events, faith forums, gospel concerts, reaching out to black Christian radio, and having, in a sense, creating a space politically for the religious, black religious voters to come to him. And so you're seeing a difference in the two campaigns and how they've gone about that. And in terms of does it deliver votes, I think we'll see. One thing about that sermon yesterday is Reverend Jackson did not say he was endorsing any particular candidate. Senator John Edwards was in the audience, and I spoke to more than a dozen voters, and at least half of them were undecided.
You know, we've got the debate tonight, and you are in Myrtle Beach right now. Are you seeing anything, hearing anything about that, and are South Carolinians showing much interest in that particular debate?
Well, the last time the Democrats were here for a debate was last spring. And back then, frankly, Senator Clinton did have the advantage over Senator Obama, even within the black community. She was a few percentage points ahead in some of the polls. This time, they returned to this state. number one after having gone through some battles in New Hampshire and Iowa and Nevada, and number two with a very steep change in the polls. Now Senator Barack Obama is up in some polls by upwards of 10%. Now, I think all of us have learned from New Hampshire that we've been a little bit burnt by polls in the past, but there is a sense that Senator Obama has really not just asserted himself in South Carolina, but really brought people back to him in terms of fighting off the electability question, fighting off the experience question that maybe a lot of voters had in general, but a lot of black voters had expressed last year.
Now, I want to ask you, as I talk to the same question that I put to Congressman Clyburn earlier, and also with Ron Elving, whether or not Bill Clinton himself is becoming a dividing force because of the way that he has aggressively been attacking Obama in defense of his wife on the tinges and fringes of the race issue.
Well, I mean, I don't think there's been any sort of polls done on this yet, and anecdotally from the stories I've done, I'll say that he's not gaining any points with the approach. Essentially, Senator Hillary Clinton is letting former President Bill Clinton take the lead in terms of attacking Obama, and I think that this is just not gaining anything with the African-American community. After all, I think that this kind of concept of him being, quote-unquote, the first black president was more than tongue-in-cheek and really just spoke to the idea of him having positive relations with the African-American community and good ties. But having good relations is not necessarily the same as being black, and I definitely talked to a lot of folks who said, you know, just because you know us doesn't mean you know us like you think you do, and maybe you're taking your rhetoric a little too far.
Audie, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Audie Cornish. She joined us by phone from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.